Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, it's been a while since I have broadcasted a live show. I've been a little busy, a little distracted. So those of you that have been following up with the shows, so this is my first live show in a little bit. And that is truly because I have been a little busy learning all sorts of fabulous and wonderful new things to share with this audience. And truly one of them that distracted me the most over this last year was learning about hormonal balance. I know, this show is long overdue, but today I'm going to talk about how hormones keep us balanced and what happens if they're not balanced. There are a lot of amazing things that I learned over this last year, and truly one of them was how the body works. So those of you that don't know that I did go back to school, I'm a functional diagnostic nutritionist now, and in my practice, I basically can look at anything from cheek to cheek. If you can follow that line, I understand the functions of any process, including enzymes, including from a cellular level, what goes on from cheek to cheek. And it's very fascinating because most of our characteristics, most of our daily events really do come from how we set our day up. And if we aren't set up for our day properly, then we're going to have a day that kind of falls apart. So if you look at that from that perspective, think of it from a hormonal perspective. If we are waking up and our hormones are not imbalanced, no matter how hard we try to stay in check, sometimes it is out of our control. So the hormones, estrogen and testosterone, play important roles in the human body, and their levels fluctuate in a cyclical pattern in most people. This is the normal functioning cycle of a female. We have estrogen that's produced by the developing follicle. Now, what happens is our brain actually sends out messages looking for this estrogen. And when that estrogen isn't there, and in most aging women, that estrogen starts to dissipate, and that estrogen isn't there right away, we are out of balance. Now, I'm putting this at very, very simple terms. But one thing that I didn't mention is there is another really important gland in our body, and that's the adrenal gland. It's located down by our kidneys. And this is what regulates our stress. This is where the cortisol comes from when we're stressed out. And this is the hormone that protects us from all evil. And now keep in mind, cortisol in your adrenals don't know that it is 2023 and that you are stressed out because your boss is yelling at you, or that you are maybe eating something that's not sitting right with your body. Your body reads that as stress. Any stressor is stress, and that adrenal gland is going to let off some cortisol. And I know many of you have heard of cortisol because it's in a lot of those weight loss commercials. An overabundance of cortisol will create a downstream effect of many, many things, and they really all lead to metabolic dysfunction. Now, going back to this pituitary gland in your brain. We kind of jumped from estrogen. That it's looking for estrogen. Every month, women, it's looking for estrogen. And guys, there is no ovary. So your sex hormones are coming from somewhere else. And I'm going to talk about that next. But our sex hormones also come from this adrenal gland. The very same one that is kicking out that cortisol when your kids are screaming. It's kicking out that cortisol when you're running late to work or you didn't sleep well last night or you don't sleep well any night. It is busy just kicking out that cortisol. So when you are having an issue such as lack of an estrogen or an imbalance, your body is just too focused on all the hard work it's got to do to protect you from the outside world. Now, estrogen also comes from this adrenal gland. Women, our estrogen, part of our estrogen comes from our adrenal gland. The other part comes from our ovaries. Now, what do you suppose happens when there's ovaries decide they're shutting down? They're no longer going to kick out this egg, which is no longer going to kick out the estrogen. Gals, this means we have a lot less estrogen. And so you could see now, you know, the lot less estrogen is going to lead to all of those nights that are filled with night sweats and all of those hormonal imbalances that we hear about. And yes, this does impact your weight because your cortisol, remember, the one that is busy protecting you from the outside world, doesn't have time to worry about what you're eating and what you're doing because it is focused on all of the stress. Now, the good thing is this, your adrenals still are gonna kick out those hormones, all right? And guys, your adrenal gland is kicking out your male hormones, okay? And these are both called androgens. Very interesting, androgens convert to testosterone, and testosterone converts to estrogen. So this is something that happens biologically in our body. Now, if you are not balanced and you don't have enough estrogen, your body will actually convert the testosterone to estrogen, and that process is called aromatizing. It's a very interesting process because most people have a really hard time aromatizing their hormones, and this is not something that you would ever know, but it would show up in a lab, and it certainly shows up when you are trying to get that weight off, when you are noticing that your hair is thinning. When you are noticing that you're a little snappier, you know, things aren't balanced because that estrogen just isn't there. Now, if you're following me at all, if you are lacking estrogen, one thing that you could do is get your adrenal gland to calm down. Adrenal gland, stop spitting out so much cortisol. Now, how do you suppose that would happen? The cortisol is the culprit here. The cortisol is causing your body to focus only on the stress. So the answer there would be, you got it. The answer there would be stress reduction. All right. So if we have less stress, the cortisol is no longer being kicked out. But you know, sometimes that's easier said than done. You know, people come to me all the time with stressful lives. I lead a stressful life. I have seen these imbalances in myself. But what it does take is the stimulation of another very important hormone. And that hormone is called DHEA. Some of you may have heard of it before because it's the hormone that builds us up, makes us strong. Some guys might be taking it because the DHEA will turn to testosterone. And guys love having that testosterone because it's going to build your muscles. It's going to keep you strong. It's going to keep you alert. It's going to keep your brain functioning the way it should, because that is balance. So guys, if your adrenals are busy worrying about the outside stressors, whether it's your boss yelling at you or the traffic jam you're in, it is also not going to kick out that DHEA, which is going to produce those androgens, which are going to convert to testosterone. So if you're following me here, the simple solution is self-care. As I sit here, and as I sit here after helping many, many people, I know you're all going to be so inspired after the show to start taking care of yourself, start increasing your DHEA levels. And I'm going to talk about how you can increase your DHEA levels, because that is what repairs you. That is what is going to combat that cortisol. I can tell you this all day long. The question is, will you do it? And that's where we get stuck. So I'm going to kind of talk about some basic stress reduction strategies that can be used to balance your adrenals. This is common knowledge, but this is something that needs a plan for you, or you're not going to do it. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about hormonal health. I'm talking about the downstream effects of stress and what that causes in our health hormones, in our sex hormones, and also in our health. So first off, one thing I didn't mention is when we go to bed each night, and our bodies go into that rest, and I've done many shows on sleep cycles. If you care to look back at some of them, they're really interesting, because our bodies rest, and there's certain number of sleep cycles that we have each night. During those sleep cycles, our bodies produce tremendous amounts of DHEA. And that is the hormone that repairs our body, that repairs us from all of the stress that we've been under. So when you are feeling exhausted, tired, just burnt out, truly sleep is the best medicine. It will repair your body. And so if you're not getting adequate sleep, you're also not getting adequate DHEA replenishment. Because your adrenals aren't kicking that out. A good night's sleep, 7 hours of sleep uninterrupted, and I know most people can't pull that off, will bring your DHEA levels up to par. And every morning you should wake up with what's considered a cortisol DHEA balance. You should be ready to go. Now, take the person that doesn't sleep well. They're going to bed already with cortisol, and now their body isn't able to replenish it. That DHEA is so important, because we need that to make those sex hormones. Guys need that to kick out the testosterone. Girls need to kick out the testosterone to make the estrogen. And by the way, men need estrogen too. Men do have some estrogen, and that estrogen does not come from your ovaries, guys. If you ever wondered where the male estrogens come from, they are converted from the testosterone and through that process called aromatize. And many people actually have an aromatize dysfunction or a lack of. So I'm going to put this into one of my famous analogies. When your body kicks out a hormone, picture your adrenals are kicking out this estrogen that it finally gets converted to estrogen, let's just say. It goes through many processes. And as I've been explaining this to people, picture taking your laundry and putting it in the washing machine. Okay, that is you getting ready to use your hormones. If you don't have the aromatization, which is that process, that would be like washing those clothes without any cleaner. The aromatization, that process, comes from enzymes that our bodies make. And incidentally, these enzymes come from healthy foods and higher quality foods. And I don't mean quality as in price point. I mean quality as in the herbs and the vitamin mineral content of the item, fruits and vegetables. So regardless, if the softener is not in there, you don't have any wash in there, you're pulling out your clothes and they're not clean. And so that often will happen, and that will cause people to not be able to convert their testosterone to an estrogen. And gals, I see this a lot in labs, where it's a very simple fix of either switching up your sleep patterns, switching up your exercise patterns, you know, looking at your total intake, or even increasing the vitamins or minerals that your body needs. Your body will start functioning properly. And so to put this into perspective, those of you that might be taking a hormone treatment, whether it is something to balance your hormones, maybe your estrogen was low or your testosterone was high, or guys, maybe your testosterone wasn't high enough. And you go and you take a bioidentical hormone, and this would be also included in birth control pills. A lot of women take those just to keep headaches away, to keep the heavy bleeding from occurring, to keep from the moods from swinging. Those are estrogen imbalances. So basically, what a pharmaceutical does is it creates that balance instantly. I've been sharing this story with people now that it's nice out and I've been sitting outside. I point to my pond and I have this gorgeous koi pond, and it's gorgeous not because I do it, it's because my husband just spends hours out there. And our koi fish have grown from being these tiny little goldfish that we got 3 years ago to these, they've got to be 2 feet big now. And, you know, right away you think, gosh, are you giving them hormones? Because that's what we think. That's what we do. We fix a problem with injecting or you know, taking that quick hormone, because it will fix it. But what we can also do, and this is kind of what I'm trained in now, is to change the environment so that your body does it by itself. And so basically what my husband and son do is they really, really take a lot of time to make sure that water that they're in is perfectly balanced, and that they're being fed properly, and, you know, that their environment is perfect. So in a sense, they're giving them a supplement, but not directly. It's an indirect form, and it really causes your body to kick in on its own. And so diet, exercise, rest will increase your ability to aromatize hormones. It's truly fascinating, and it's even more fascinating to see it on a lab, to see it in black and white. So in general, a balance that favors one or the other. Let's just say a gal has a little bit more estrogen than she does androgen. So androgens are the testosterones. We don't call it testosterone, but the androgens. You're going to have those off balance. You know, gals, this is where we see that PCOS, the polycystic ovarian syndrome, come from. A lot of women complain of excessive hair growth. You know, male, you know, deeper voice, angled chin, that is an increase of androgen in your body. Again, that androgen will convert to estrogen if it aromatizes. So, you know, a condition like PCOS is so very, very easily corrected, and not by taking a pill. that you're going to have to keep doing. Of course, that there are options, and I'm not speaking for PCOS, but understanding the imbalances of your body and really kind of being aware of what's out there. For example, a lot of women are androgenic, and I love sharing this story because I really did struggle with learning a lot of this stuff. As I was learning it, I used analogies quite a bit. Well, one of my directors taught me that androgen, and this is true, women and men will either go down an alpha pathway or a beta pathway. This is where the androgen splits as it's being metabolized. Well, the B pathway is the weak pathway. It's about 7 times weaker than the A pathway. And interestingly, I wonder if that's where alpha male came from, because it's called the alpha pathway. It's the stronger pathway. It's going to dominate. Women that we see that have PCOS, which is an overabundance of the androgens, are in that alpha pathway. They're leaning over to that alpha pathway. So something as simple as zinc could help. An anti-inflammatory diet can help. A diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, healthy fats. Really just go back and listen to the last 200 shows I've done. But truly, that's the bottom line. Living a healthy lifestyle. And guys, we see prostate issues pop up here, because if the androgens aren't where they're supposed to be, that's flags for prostate issues. Reducing that inflammation is also going to help with that condition as well. So kind of going into all of this, what can you do? Dietary changes, those whole foods, plant-based, but not all plant-based. Your body does need those healthy proteins. Omega-3 fatty acids, avoiding those processing foods. Because one other thing that occurs is our liver has, our liver's got its work cut out for it. I had no idea. You know, and it's busy. It's busy breaking down all those processed foods. It's busy breaking down all those trans fats. It's busy breaking down those alcoholic beverages. And when it does that, and it's doing that all the time, there is not enough fabric softener, I guess, for the next cycle, because those are enzymes your body needs, and your liver's producing them, but they're busy taking care of other business. So you can see here how changing your diet will be helpful. Your liver can kind of pay attention to its job then and use the enzymes that it's made for. Exercising, regular exercise, strength training, yoga, meditation. These all things are going to improve your health, because they're going to reduce your stress levels. And remember, less stress means less cortisol. Less cortisol means your body and your adrenals can pay attention to the things that you really need it to pay attention to. That aging skin, the brittle nails, you know, the hair falling out in guys and gals. So stress reduction can contribute to these balances and triggering the release of these hormones. And something simple like deep breathing. I can't say enough about it. We just don't think to do it. We all have our fancy Apple Watches that remind us to do it, and we all swipe left. but truly, taking that time, I've personally seen it myself in my own results, taking that deep breath, but making sure it's part of your routine, making sure that it's not this thing you're going to do because you're in this phase and you feel great until you stop doing it. We're also quick to pop a pill because we have to stay on that pill cycle. It's much easier to stay on a breathing cycle, but it's harder to teach ourselves to do that. And then finally, supplements. There's supplements that will help balance your hormones naturally, such as vitamin D, B, complex vitamins, magnesium, zinc, probiotics. I'm very excited to be doing a show on that next coming up. And then herbal remedies. A lot of herbs have been found to balance out those hormones. You just have to know what you're looking for. You have to use these strategies. And of course, knowing and having a good relationship with your practitioner, understanding where your levels are at, and not just hearing this show and going out and buying every bottle of zinc and probiotic that you can find. There's a lot of great information out there. Look it up and get yourself a viable source. And so in conclusion, menopause, or manopause, as some might say, is truly a natural biological process. You know, it marks kind of the end of that hormonal cycle, whether it's for men or for women. You know, our bodies are just not making, reproducing anymore. But we do need those hormones, and you don't need to necessarily turn to coffee every time. You don't need to turn to your beer every night for dinner to help with those stress relief strategies. Getting those dietary changes, stress reduction, supplements, and herbal remedies can be effective in balancing those hormones naturally. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, always consult a healthcare provider before trying any new supplements or herbs, as they could interact with some medications or conditions. So I hope this helped, and I hope that you take a big, big breath and enjoy the rest of your day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do.